Bills advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. You made it to the weekend, folks. It's nearly here. I got a fine guest in studio in the Shaw. He's James Santel, former U.S. attorney. He is going to host a brand new show, Morning Cannolis with James Santel. Saturday mornings right here. And in case you miss it, we've got something going on Saturday. We're going to replay it on Sunday mornings at the very same time, 9 o'clock. Make a note of it. Tune in for it. Jim, we've already talked about the fact that, you know, after you were a little evasive, you got to the point and you told us you're going to talk about guns and some rulings coming down from the U.S. Supreme Court. But, Jim, all of my attention next week is going to be on the January 6th yes. committee hearing, and it's going to start on Thursday in prime time. And, Jim, I know I'm quite hopeful. I had high expectations for Mueller's public testimony. I had high expectations for the impeachment. And I've been let down a couple times, but Jim, I'm looking for a summer blockbuster. Will this be the one?
Right, and the fact that they've found some time in prime time is significant. It means that obviously they recognize, too, that there does have to be, without being inappropriate here, there's got to be some theater here. They've got to attract you. They've got to attract me. They've got to keep the American public attentive. And so I am very hopeful by that simple fact that there are people on Capitol Hill, not necessarily our electeds, but the staff behind them, who are doing an awful lot of work right now to ensure that that initial presentation, that program that is going to happen in prime time next week, is, if not a capital B blockbuster, pretty darn close. They plainly need to tell maybe not the entire story, but need to do the big arc to make certain that people don't get lost in the minutia. This can't be specifics about, you know, a specific door that's opened or a singular phone call, unless those phone calls are from the president and communications of a real significant level that indicate that there are people in the White House, including the president.
Find me 11,780 votes. Do you think we'd hear a phone call of that sort?
That kind of conversation. Every reason to believe that this committee, the chair has already indicated there are going to be some surprises. So he knows a little bit of producing about theater on this, that there are going to be some revelations about things that they know. They have talked to hundreds and hundreds of people, not all of them subpoenaed, many of them voluntarily, some of them staff of people in Congress, others in the White House who were there for these conversations. Every reason to believe that they're going to pick and choose some of the most important and compelling of those, maybe even get some of those witnesses to talk about what they heard. They were quite literally, to steal from Hamilton, they were in the room when it happened, right? And so those are the kinds of people we need to see next Thursday night. And there are going to be other times in the following days and weeks during the times when you and I are working, right? In the middle of the day, also attracting.
I'll still be listening.
Yeah, still be listening, right? And probably
play them on the radio for people.
There you go.
Turn them on the stream.
Exactly. And also attracting that audience and maybe filling in some of the details along the way. That's good artistry. And again, I don't mean to be flip about this at all. That's the kind of thing that was missing, frankly. Certainly in the Mueller presentation, other things that Congress has done. This cannot be just the political charades that we sometimes see on both sides of the political aisle. This has got to be a presentation. Every reason to believe that it will be, because you don't have in this committee those people who are just shouting at each other.
The Jim Jordans.
Exactly. Right.
Perrys, et cetera.
Precisely. You don't have those folks. The Republican, this is a bipartisan committee. The people who are on that committee, you've got two Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, who are all in on this. They recognize the significance of this. And so Benny Thompson, the chair, can turn to them and say, I'm now going to ask the congressman from Wyoming to interview this next witness, make some statements perhaps. Let's have Mr. Kinzinger also do that kind of thing.
I don't want to see on day one any public witnesses. Right. I got to tell you, I want a predictable, dynamic outcome, which may require pre-recorded materials, mm-hmm. if you know what I'm saying.
Right, right.
I want very little live presentation. I mean, you can pitch it to the mm-hmm. to the videotape, but get out of the way.
Right.
The visuals, mm-hmm. the words, they should already be on the tape, and they should be ready to play it.
Right.
And it should roll out as a 2-hour presentation,
right.
And it should captivate us.
And we better not even leave to use the bathroom or get popcorn.
Absolutely. The subtitles need to be there too, right? The language that's coming in, conversations on the phone while our Capitol is being attacked. And then you've got the subtitles as well, just in case somebody has not got their volume turned up high. That kind of dramatic presentation, exactly. And what does that do? Again, the Congress does not have the capacity to indict anyone, right? But this is about telling the American public what happened, not just on January 6th, but plainly what happened in advance of that. Who organized this at the highest levels? Who organized this at the medium levels? We know some of that already based upon the indictments. We saw the visual images. Remember how compelling it was during the impeachment when we saw for the first time some of those videos of things we had never seen before? I think, Mike Kruth, that's what you're looking for, right? The things we maybe haven't seen, at least not in context, that's what they can do next Thursday. That will get America to tune in. And even if not everything is completely apparent, if there is enough of that, America will tune in the following days and weeks as well to do the subsequent exposition of the fill-in, if you will, for the greater story.
Jim, it is my strong gut feeling that the former president, Donald Trump, and his minions are going to be out there putting out a counter narrative in real time constantly. It's fixed, it's rigged, it's partisan. Jim, do you think that will have a blunting impact?
It will certainly be out there. We know that those plans are already underway. They've been announced publicly on social media, other places. It is anticipated that that will happen. My recommendation as a trial lawyer would be to avoid that kind of noise, that noise out there. Do what you need to do. You know it's coming. Do not play to that. Do not try to respond to that. And know that yours is the show that people are tuning in to see. When you're in trial, likewise, you're not concerned about what's going on in the steps outside of the courthouse. You're concerned about what the witnesses are doing in that courtroom, how the judge is responding, most importantly, what the jury is reacting to. They're the ones you want to play to.
Well, the show's right here. It's called The Devil's Advocates. I got a fine co-devil. He's taking the helm. He is James Santel. He will launch his own show tomorrow morning, Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel. It will launch at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11, Saturday, and a replay on Sunday. And I'm going live, a brand new event. We're rolling it out tonight from the Friday Night Live in Waukesha. So, Jim, I appreciate you taking over. Fancy Brian, have a great weekend. You all keep listening because I'm going to be doing live radio again in like 20 minutes. Little dreamer.
It's all a big lie. It's a big con game.